You would look with me in your Bibles this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Matthew, and in chapter 11, I'd like for us to read verses 28 through 30 as we look at these gracious words of Jesus. Matthew, chapter 11, beginning in verse 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you would hold your place there, mark it some way. I'm going to look at a couple of places and come back to this. The book of Hebrews in chapter 5. Hebrews, and in chapter 5, I'd like for us to read here verse 12 through verse 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for or because he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. I'll just point out these words in verse 14. Strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I go now to the book of John in chapter 6, where we were last Sunday morning. Last Sunday morning in our message, we looked at John chapter 6, using verse 37 as our text. And I'll read that verse once again. Here Jesus said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." I'd like to point out a few things here in John chapter 6, and I won't read it all or go over it all, but I'd like for you to notice verses 35 through verse 40. Verse 35 through verse 40. And then notice verse 41. Following what Jesus said in these verses, there was murmuring among the people. Then in verse 42 through verse 52, you might notice that following these words, there was strife among the people. Verses 53 through verse 60, you find the reaction here was that some said that this is a hard saying. This is a hard saying. And then in verse 61 through verse 66, and the reaction of his words here is recorded in verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Many of the words of Jesus are hard words. I do not doubt what is said in verse 60. This is a hard saying. That word "hard" literally means tough. They're tough words. The word "definition" also means difficult to understand. They are strong meat. that belongeth to those who are full age. And but to those who are not accustomed to strong meat, they're very difficult to understand. And I realize that. They are tough. They are some difficult things. But when I go back to our reading this morning in Matthew chapter 11 and in verse 28, I find that his words here are very gentle, caring, easily to be understood. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I'll just remind you of what is obvious. It's the same person that said both of these things. He said what is recorded here in Matthew 11, 28. He is the same one who said those hard things in John chapter 6. When Jesus makes this statement in Matthew 11 and in verse 28, we know that he is fully aware of the everlasting covenant of grace. He is fully aware of the ordination of God. He is fully aware of the doctrine of divine election. He is fully aware only those whom the Father has given him will come to him. He's aware of all of that strong meat. But there are some that need some milk. And I'm thankful that we have both in the Word of God. I'm thankful in the book of John, where those hard sayings are recorded, that we also have chapter 3 and verse 16 and other verses like that. They're all true. They're all spoken by the Son of God. Some may say, "Well, I can't put that together." Well, don't try. Just take it as it is. We believe that the Bible teaches the absolute sovereignty of God, but equally teaches the responsibility of the individual. And that's what we look at this morning in Matthew and in chapter 11. When we read these words in verse 28 of Matthew 11 through verse 30, I'll mention this. Over the years, I've heard, especially among preachers, but among others, I've heard much discussion and much debate, and it concerned whether these words in verse 28 through verse 30 apply to sinners or do they apply to saints. And some make a very big deal over that. And some divide over that. Who do these words apply to? But personally, I do not see any need for any such discussion. I think if these words are rightly understood, they apply to all. They apply to sinner and saint alike. Both have their need to come to Jesus and find rest for their souls. You'll notice in verse 28, he uses the word all. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Nothing is said here about all you sinners or all you saints. It's just all. He did not attach a qualifying phrase to this. He just said, if you're burdened, if you're heavy laden, come unto me and you will find rest for your souls. Now, I like to notice this, especially as I read this. I like to notice who's involved in this matter. Now notice in verse 28, he has the word "me" and he has the word "you." Me and you, Jesus said. This matter is between me and you. Not concerned about anyone else right now. It's me and you. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You might notice as you read verse 28 through verse 30, all of the personal pronouns that you find here. And it's just loaded with them over and over again. In verse 28, you'll find the word ye and you'll find the word you. When he uses the word all, he's speaking about a multitude of people. Ye in the original language is plural. In the latter part of the verse, he uses the word you. That's singular. So when he speaks of a large group, he uses the word ye, but then he gets down to one individual. I will give you rest. I said this could be applied to sinner and saint alike. And I want to do that this morning, mainly toward sinners, but then toward saints also. Let's read these verses again, beginning in verse 28, as it deals with sinners. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Have you ever noticed in these words that Jesus likens those who are bidden to come unto him as a beast, an ox, bearing a yoke? Have you ever considered that that's how he likens us? You know, sometimes we're likened unto sheep, are we not? Either lost sheep or saved sheep. But here, these that are bidden to come unto him are those that work under a yoke. Sinners are actually under Satan's yoke. It's a heavy yoke. It's a hard yoke. The sinner has no rest, no contentment, no peace in their life. And the sinner in their sins, the more and the longer that they bear Satan's yoke, the more Satan demands in his service. You might remember that Paul said in the book of Romans in chapter 6 and in verse 17, and he's speaking here about those who are now saved, he said, ye were the servants of sin. Ye were the servants of sin. Before you and I were saved, we were the servants of sin, bearing the yoke, but more than that, sinners are in a worse state than just that beast under the yoke. And you might notice in these words that Satan is merciless. Notice, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The sinner not only labors under Satan's yoke, but they also bear a heavy burden. And the more that they work under this yoke of Satan, the more is put on them in this heavy burden. Most men would never think of putting a heavy burden on an ox under the yoke pulling a plow. They just wouldn't do that. But Satan does. There is the yoke of sin, but then there is the heavy laden, the burden that is also piled upon this individual. I hope you can get that word picture of here that Jesus presents. The beast under the burden pulling the yoke. That's how Jesus likens sinners. But then we have his gracious words. Come unto me, and you will find rest for your souls. Again, I'll point out the word all in verse 28. You do not find any exception here. This bidding of the Lord to come to me goes out to all who realize that they are under this yoke and are under the burden of sin, that they are servants of sin. Jesus says, come unto me, all of you. Come unto me, all of you. The little word all. Just think about this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I was asked one time, what does that little word all mean in verse 28? That was a part of some of these discussions. What does that word all mean? And my answer was, it means all. It means all. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and we have this promise of the Lord, and I will give you rest. You'll notice the latter part of verse 29. When he said, come unto me, he said, ye shall find rest for your souls. Come unto me. Come unto me. Much could be said about the word me here. He said, come unto me. He didn't say come unto a doctrine. He did not say come to a church. He did not say come to baptism. He said, come to me. Come to me. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, I want you to just think about this. This gracious, and you could use the word invitation here if you would, of Jesus to all those who are laboring and are heavy laden, he said, come unto me. Come unto me. I could not help but think of John chapter 5 and in verse 40, where Jesus stated to some, ye will not come to me that you might have life. He said, you just won't. You will not come to me that you might have life. The only reason that a sinner does not come to the Lord Jesus Christ is they just will not. They just will not. Jesus cannot be blamed. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I mentioned in our message last week concerning coming to Jesus. In order to come to Jesus, you have to leave where you are. You can't remain under this heavy burden and yoke of sin. You have to leave where you are and come to Jesus. And again, not speaking of a physical movement, but certainly a change of mind and direction of mind. A change. You have to come. When Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. The only reason that the sinner remains under this yoke and heavy burden is they refuse to leave it. That's the only reason. They refuse to leave it. You know, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Here Jesus says, come unto me and I will give you rest. Come unto me and I will give you rest. The sinner today that refuses to come to Christ will one day find themselves in the fires of hell. And throughout eternity, which has no end, it will be eternal, they're going to have to live with the fact, I did not come. I refused to come. The only one they'll have to blame as they suffer eternally is themselves. Because Jesus said, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But those that die in their sins refused to come. They would not come. Many of them would live their lifetime hearing the gospel over and over again. But they never did come to Christ. They might have joined a church. They might have gone through all the religious activity. But they never did come to Christ. They refused to come. And they will suffer eternally for not coming unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice something else about this in verse 28. When he said, come unto me, this word is in the present tense in the original. It's not past tense, it's not future, it's now. Come now is what he is saying. Come now. As if there's an urgency to this. Come unto me. Come unto me now. And I mention that because there are some that think they have to do something before they come to Christ. Some think they have to reform their lives, clean themselves up in order to come to Christ. But he said, come now. Come now. I like the words of that hymn that is sung many times, just as I am. Just as I am. Jesus came to save sinners as sinners. He didn't come to save the righteous. He didn't come to save people after they'd straightened their lives out. He came to save sinners. And this is seen in these words, if we rightly understand it, come and come now. And come unto me. But I'll say again, the only thing between the sinner and rest for their souls is their refusal to come to Christ. That's the only thing between that peace that passes all understanding and the sinner. One thing stands in their way, and it's their stubborn refusal to come to Christ. To just simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I think these words apply to sinners. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Just a reminder here that we never stop being servants. We were the servants of sin, but now we're the servants of righteousness. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just a word to saints in this matter. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you ever find yourself burdened and heavy laden? The cares of the world, no matter what they might be, But you know that you're saved, but burdens and cares can drag you down. They can rob you of this rest and of this joy. Burdens of everyday life. What can you do? What should you do when you find yourself under a heavy burden? What should you do? Well, the answer is evident in verse 28. Come to Christ. Some may say, well, I've already come to Him. I've already believed upon Him. Well, come again. Keep coming. Just notice this. You might hold your place in Matthew. In the book of 1 Peter and in chapter 2. In 1 Peter and in chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Notice these words. To whom coming? To whom coming? It's not to whom you have already come or who you will come. It's now coming continually. Continually. Once you come to Christ, you never stop coming to Christ. That's where we get rid of our burdens, by coming to Christ. Saints that are under a burden need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ again. Not in order to obtain salvation, you already have that. But you still need a refreshing of this rest for your souls. I like the hymns that we sing, and I think most of them really are scriptural. You remember the words of one of the hymns, are you weary and are you heavy laden? Tell it to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. We ought to feel the urgency at times. As another hymn says, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. How do we get rid of the burdens? Come to Jesus. How do we find rest for our souls, even as saints? Come to Jesus. And the promise is you will find rest for your souls. Also in the book of 1 Peter, I won't turn there, but in chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 7, what are we told to do about these burdens? What are we told to do with them? Casting all your burdens upon Him. How do you get rid of the burdens? Well, give them all to Jesus. Give them all to Jesus. Casting all your burdens upon Him. And that sounds very similar to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Find rest for your souls. Get rid of the burden. How? Come to Jesus. To whom coming, Peter did write. If you remain burdened and heavy laden, it's evident you've not told Jesus. You may have used the words, but you're still carrying the burden. Casting all your burdens upon Him. That sounds like rest to me. That sounds like peace to me and contentment when you get rid of the burden. I think our text in Matthew 11, verse 28 through verse 30, applies to sinners and it applies to saints. I find great comfort in these words. Jesus being so gracious, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Those words imply you've been carrying somebody else's. Take my yoke upon you. And then he says, learn of me. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.